News Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Sound Bites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon. Yes, it is the longest. I mean, there is no other show about computers that has been running longer than the show that you're going to listen to right now, Soundbites. On yeah, 1180 WHAM. Sure, I'll get that out. I'm sort of sitting in for Nick. He has to take another personal day with his family, lovely daughter and wife, doing the family thing. So, consequently, you have to put up with me, Dave Enright,
Dan Deary,
Steve Ray,
and Rob Linton,
to answer your computer questions. Of course, Rob will be taking your phone calls. And before we do get to the phone calls, let's wander into the news. And, Steve, what's going on in the Mac world?
Well, if you remember, over the last few weeks, we've talked about the new PowerMac G4 machines that are codenamed Mirrored Drive Door. They have the real bright, shiny mirrors on the front for,
okay,
their,
yep,
their CD drive doors. There's been complaints about them being very, very loud. The machines have five fans in them to help cool both the hard drives, the optical drives, the CPU, and then the rest of the cards. So there was a lot of complaints about it being very loud. There were some adventurous people on the internet that found replacement fans that provided the same cooling flow at quieter noises. In fact, our one of our sponsors, the FrozenCPU.com, has some whisper quiet fans.
Oh, they're super quiet.
They're very, very quiet. But now Apple is addressing the problem themselves, and they are offering a free exchange of the power supply and the main case fan, which is the big 5-inch fan, that owners of PowerMac G4 mirrored drive door models can get a free replacement of the power supply and the fan for $19 or $19.95 shipping and handling. You can replace the units yourself. They give you a detailed pictorial instructions, and then you send the old units back to Apple. So it's a really interesting addressment from Apple that they're allowing you to do this replacement.
Yeah, especially on their own.
Right.
Or do you have to take it to a service center?
No. In fact, it's user installable. If you take it to the service center, they'll charge you for
it.
Oh,
yeah.
Because it's going to take about an hour to tear the machine apart and get the fans out.
But, I mean, the average user, they give it enough detailed instructions.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like six or seven screws, and pull this out, pull that out, and replace this. It isn't too bad. But it's rather interesting that it wasn't really enforced by any government legislation or product recall or anything. It's Apple's doing this voluntarily.
That's great that they step up to the plate.
Right, to appease the concerns of some of their customers. And the URL for that replacement program is on our website at soundbites.org. And we've got, basically, there's a form you fill out with your name, address, and serial number, and then it makes sure that your serial number matches the unit of machine. It's only the mirrored drive door models that have been released in the last 2 or 3 months.
Okay.
You should be able to get that replacement.
Super.
Nice.
Hey, Dan, what's going on in our world?
All right, Lavasoft, they have come out with two new versions of Adware. Along with their free version 6.0, they now offer Plus and Pro. And these programs actually run in the background. They sit in the system tray, and they scan for spyware, just like your current antivirus software does. But instead of scanning for viruses, it scans for the spyware.
Super.
And the Plus program is running $27 right now, and the Pro is $40. And with these, you can configure it to block pop-up ads, prevent websites from switching your home pages, and also block website auto installs. One thing that reviewers are saying right now, though, is that it's their first crack.
First stab at it.
Yeah, so they're saying, watch out. You might as well just use the free one for now, because they still have to wrinkle out some...
You can always tell the pioneers by the arrows in
their back.
Well,
it's getting to the point now. Matter of fact, last night in the chat room, that we were doing, it came up, and I just more or less made a general announcement. It's getting to the point that if you're going to be on DSL, Roadrunner, or any of those others, that if you're going to be on there, you not alone have to have just the antivirus, you have to have some form of spyware constantly running, or at least run it every couple of weeks, because if you visit a lot of websites, they're going to try to get in there and put off. Because Dan and I see so much during the course of a week, it's unbelievable.
And it doesn't even have to be the high speed, because I had a customer in this week that used AOL on a modem, and she said she rarely gets on, maybe once a week, and AdAware cleaned over 100 spy programs.
Nope.
Just from once a week over the last couple of months.
Like I say, if you're going to be on the Internet, folks, you definitely, not only, and you hear us preach week after week, and we're into our 14th year of doing this, antivirus software, and this AdAware. I mean, you can go right to our webpage, soundbites.org, and scroll down. We have to tell some folks, and on the right-hand side, you will see, I heard this website on your show. If you click there, it's right up near the top of our alphabetic listing, and it's called AdAware. I would highly recommend, downloading it and running it at least every 2 weeks, because you'd be amazed the stuff that creeps in there. And a lot of folks say, well, it's a brand-new machine. We had, one person with
197.
Yeah, and it was the machine was only a couple of weeks old, and having us do some work on it, and it's just unbelievable. But I don't know, we gotta go to a break, or can I? Yeah, that's what I kind of figured. Before I get into my news, we're going to take a short break, so stay tuned and dial us up with your questions. You're listening to Sound Bites on 1180 WHAM.
Hollywood's best releases are at the Regal Cinemas, now offering the Crown Club Loyalty Program. Free membership, fast registration, earn free movies and concession items every time just for seeing your favorite movie. Gift certificates also available. They never expire and can be used for box office or concession purchases at over 400 Regal Cinemas nationwide. Stadium seating, amazing digital sound, senior specials, Super Saver discount tickets. Catch all the new releases at the Regal Cinema at Eastview Marketplace or Culver Ridge. See you at the movies.
If what you really want is a great cup of coffee, then check out Hess Express. Some places don't know beans about coffee, but at Hess Express, our award-winning mountaintop coffee is premium all the way. We start with our own specially selected beans, and we brew our coffee fresh every 20 minutes, guaranteed.
Check it out!
Hess Express is definitely the place. We have 10 custom blends, like our rich house blend or our truly smooth French vanilla, all the way to ultra-creamy hazelnut. So join us at Hess Express for a cup of our mountaintop coffee. We've got a fresh pot brewing just for you. Right now at Hess Express, get a free copy of USA Today when you buy any flavor Mountaintop coffee. A free USA Today with your Mountaintop coffee. Now that's really something. Only at Hess Express. At participating locations, while supplies last.
Check it out.
Right now, a grandmother is tickling her grandson. Right now, someone's reeling in a mighty big catfish. Right now, people everywhere feel like their old selves again, because now there's new Blue Emu, America's fastest-growing topical pain reliever for joint pain and muscle aches. It's made with 7% pure emu oil, a pain remedy used in Australia for thousands of years. So it penetrates deep and fast. Get back to being you with new Blue Emu, the breakthrough in pain relief. Available at stores everywhere.
Join the movement of investors getting a fresh start with Charles Schwab. For only $95, we'll help you rebalance your portfolio and include all recommended equity trades. That's less than the cost of a single equity trade at many traditional brokerage firms. To take advantage of this limited-time offer and for more information, call 1-888-7-SCHWAB by February 28, 2003. Get a fresh start today with Charles Schwab. $25,000 in new assets to qualify. Commissions waived for recommended equity trades in Schwab accounts. Charles Schwab & Company, Incorporated. Member SIPC, NYSE, all rights reserved.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. They would rather do their show in a chat room. It's Soundbites with Nick Francesco. On News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Yes, you are listening to Soundbites. No, I am not Francesco. Nick Francesco. I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Dan Deary.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And Steve Bury will be back momentarily. But another item in the news, and I'm sure you folks are all going to appreciate this, whether you're, you know, an expert user or just beginning to get into email and the internet. Well, AOL has now joined Microsoft in a real tough effort to try to squash spammers. I mean, if you folks, you know, dial on there, you know, the pop-ups and all this junk mail that you get time after time, you know, it's like we hear it constantly. How can I stop this stuff? Well, Microsoft has already taken a number of companies, and they won't name the defendants, but in California, have literally brought lawsuits against these folks that are grabbing stuff, say, off a Hotmail list. You know, for you folks that use Hotmail, they were literally taking all those names and selling them to spammers. So you turn around and, you know, you get other mail that you're trying to block. And this. So they're really trying to jump on the ISPs to get them to really get behind this effort and literally filter out all this junk mail. I mean, porn. I mean, we see it all the time. You don't want your kids, you know, being there and all of a sudden they open up an email or something else pops up because they click on it. There's so much of that out there. This is one piece that I'd really like to see all the ISPs, and you got Microsoft now behind it. AOL's down there with their millions of users. So I'm really hoping that this is something that not, you know, you hear rumbling, so yeah, it's going to happen. I want to really see this happen. And I think now with getting Microsoft and AOL behind them, you know, you're going to see maybe MSN is even heard. I've heard rumors is going to jump on this too, because they're getting quite a big following too. You know, you see the ads right now, how they can filter out a lot of stuff. They're trying to do more. So I think everybody is getting behind this, and, you know, maybe I'm really hoping that something's going to come about of it. It's just sickening.
One of the problems is you don't know who's doing it. It's not that Microsoft isn't naming, you know, the suits against John Doe.
Right.
They don't know who it is.
Exactly.
Because it's so easy to register a domain name and then never bother paying for it, because, you know, you've got 30 days to pay your bill, and you just don't. You send out a million spams, send it to a@hotmail.com, aa@hotmail.com, ab@hotmail, and eventually, you know, you'll hit somebody. And it's so easy to do this that that's what makes the spammer so elusive and so hard to find. And hopefully what Microsoft is hoping for is that by creating this lawsuit, they're going to get some of the legal issues involved and be able to then ask ISPs who either let spammers through or the spam is coming from, to force them to open up their user database and tell them who these users are.
Yeah, because they got to get to the ISPs. That's where the key is. I mean, the government, as we've said before, literally, it's like one hand clapping. They cannot sit there and legislate that, you know, well, we're going to do this and protect the internet and do this and that. Hello, it's called the World Wide Web. You know, and to sit there and pass, you know, this bill or that bill, well, hello, if they're in Thailand or wherever, you know, you're not going to get any worse.
I'm just waiting for the first spammer to sue back for restraint of trade.
Or freedom of speech.
Freedom of the press or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, you know, who knows? I mean, it's going to be an interesting spring and summer to see how much this takes off, because it's growing more and more. I mean, folks, we hear constantly, I'm sure you do too, Steve,
yep,
how can I block this? I don't want my kids exposed to this.
The only way to stop it is to not get online, basically,
yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah.
Change your email address every couple of days.
By
the time you
it.
Create an email address, it usually takes only a couple of days before it starts getting filtered,
yeah,
out. Because they're not looking for, you know, john@AOL.com. You know, the spam robots send a message to every possible address.
Yeah, and they just keep generating it, and it's just a computer. It doesn't care. It doesn't get tired, have to take breaks, or, you know, go to dinner or anything else.
What's that line? It doesn't feel anger. It doesn't feel jealousy.
Yeah.
It doesn't get tired, and it will never stop.
24/7, 365 days out of the year. It just goes on and on. All right, let's go to the phones, and whoa, this is a long one. We're going to go to Marty in Niagara Falls. You're actually picking us up in Niagara Falls, Marty?
Oh, yes, I sure do.
All right.
Listen to you every week.
All right, super. How can we help you, sir?
I needed a call last week from Lockport. I was trying to get a St. turn it on. You can get it.
Great.
I listen to WHAM a lot.
Great. That's what we want to hear, sir. How can we help you?
First of all, I'm enjoying your show.
Thank you.
And I have two questions.
All right.
First one is my Windows 98 second edition machine has McAfee 6.0.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now the other day, my year subscription ended, and I got the note saying, you know, time to renew your to get the instant updater.
Right.
All right, so it costs about $18 or something for that. Or I can go to the store and buy the 7.0, get a new version, and get another year that way. Which is 7.0 much better than 6.0?
Well, you've got the newer engine, and the newer engine is going to do, you know, a more thorough search. The engine, you'll see it, it will go through, like, all the, within the cab files, you know, the cab files have a lot of files packed into them. It's like a zip file.
Right.
And it literally goes through all the files within the cab files and searches those all out. And, it again, it doesn't hurt, you know, to, like you say, it's going to be a half a dozen one, six of the other, whether you go this or that. But having the newer version, and right now even some of the places are offering a $20 rebate.
Yeah, if you have the previous version.
Yeah, you know, if you got a previous version of that. So it wouldn't hurt to go get the newer version.
One of the nicest things about version 7 is it has an automatic updater built in. With version 6, it'll look for an update, but then you have to notice the icon and you have to click the update now
button. Yeah, it just does it behind the scenes.
Right, version 7.
I've been doing it automatically for the whole year.
He's probably got the 602. 602 wound up.
That finally
put that in, and now it's just part of 7. If it was me, and which we've done at the shop, we went right on up to 7.
Okay.
It's worth a few extra bucks and the extra protection, and this way you've got the latest in protecting it. The other thing, again, and we'll repeat this probably a few times, is also download Adaware and run that a couple times, you know, a month.
Right. I haven't done that. I use the modems. So I'm not on all the time, but
I bet you'll find at least a couple.
Oh, I'm sure I will. Yeah.
But it's free, and download it and run it.
Right. And my second question on MS Config, if you bring up that window on the Start tab,
mm-hmm. Yep.
What needs to be running? There's all kind. You know, every time you install something, it puts a new thing there. What do you need to have running in MS Config to have the thing start?
Usually, the good things to run are scan registry, system tray you need running also. You want your McAfee running, obviously, because that will boot up.
Yeah, it's a kind of a hard question, because the things that need to be running are the things that you want to be running.
Right.
And you don't know what they are unless you know what they are.
Well, if you run the mouse across it, it will tell you what things are running. A thing like Real Player, or do I need the mouse on the toolbar?
Right. And
no, you don't need those necessarily on the toolbar.
Right. You can always go back to them.
And click it back on it.
Turn it on if you find it doesn't work right.
Okay, I was just curious because it's an older machine. I've got extra memory added to it, but my system resources keep getting lower as you get more into it.
Right, because you cannot increase the system resources.
Right.
It's, what, 64K, is it? And you can't change that, no matter how much memory the computer has.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, well, I appreciate the program, and I'll be listening on the radio.
Okay, thank you very much. We got to take a short break. We'll be right back to take your calls, so stay online if you're there. If not, call up. You're listening to Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
It's weather. It's cold. And News Radio 1180 WHAM can help you get warm. Wham! Wants to send you to a winter warm-up getaway. When you hear the cue to call in, dial 1-866-525-WINS. Be the 25th nationwide caller and you're on your way. Brought to you by Beaches Resorts, the Caribbean's number one ultra all-inclusive resorts for families, for fun, for everyone. Beaches.com. Your chance to win happens all this week on Wham!
Green Shield Computer Services, located at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just off the 104 Expressway, is now offering basic system boxes starting at $399 and up. Just add the software and accessories you want for a total system. Come visit our new computer sales and service area to find out what your system will need to be ready for the future. Call Green Shield Computers at 1-800-544-9580 right now for an appointment to evaluate your current computer for just $25. The window of opportunity to upgrade your older machine is rapidly shrinking as many parts are no longer being made. That's Green Shield Computer Services at 544-9580. Open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday to serve your computer needs. You can also email them at shield@frontiernet.net anytime. The charter sponsor of Soundbites, Green Shield is a local full-service computer firm assisting individuals and businesses since 1984 and is a Corel approved partner for business, education, government, legal, and individuals. It is a part of the Green Shield Group established in 1967. That's Green Shield Computer Services at 1370 Hudson Avenue in Rochester, New York. Call 544-9580 for any computer needs.
Hello, and welcome to the Pain-Free Payment Event. What would you consider a pain-free car payment?
No payment?
$169 a month?
You're both right.
Huh?
What?
Because right now, at Carlisle Mitsubishi in Fairport, you can get any brand-new Mitsubishi with no payments for an entire year. Or get a brand-new 03 Lancer for just $169 a month with absolutely no money due at signing. Or the all-new Outlander for just $219 a month with absolutely no money due at signing. At Carlisle Mitsubishi, it's your choice. But whichever plan you choose, you'll be driving your brand-new Carlisle Mitsubishi without taking even one penny out of your pocket. If you've got credit worries, don't worry. Carlisle can get virtually anyone financed, even with your credit pass. $169 for Lancer, $219 for Outlander, or a year free from car payments. It's your choice. The only catch is you can only get these incredible deals by calling Carlisle Mitsubishi in Fairport at 586-8080 or by logging on to CarlisleAuto.com now. Qualified buyers have tax and fees to these 48-month, 48,000-mile leases.
Bob Matthews.
Why can't some of these dead weights that call the shots in our community see the light?
Weeknights, 6 till 8 on the Sports Leader. News Radio 1180 WHAM.
To America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Got a computer question? Call the boys at 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco.
Get down, get funky, ooh-hoo. I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Dan Dieri.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton. And this is Soundbites, and we're taking your computer questions. And we have Steve and Henrietta. Steve, how can we help you, sir?
Yeah, great show.
Thank you.
I have an old laptop, 98 mm-hmm. second edition. It's around a four-year-old laptop. And I'm pretty sure I have a FireWire connection. That's the one that looks like a cactus with three arms.
No, that's USB.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
FireWire is a Y.
Oh, okay. So that's a USB.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, could I get an external drive for that USB?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, you can.
But USB is very slow for hard drives. It'll work. It's just, it's like floppy speed.
What do you want to do with it?
What I want to do is just back up the hard drive that's on the laptop.
For backup, that would be good.
Mm-hmm.
I just wouldn't install any programs on it and run programs from it.
No, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, backup would be good.
Funny you should happen to mention this, Steve. This is a little neat tool I happen to find. Well, I can't take credit for it. My other technician, Sherry, did. A little device. It's called the Jump Drive. And it's really small. And you can buy them in different sizes, and it literally hooks up to a USB port. So that makes it a little bit better than even, say, a zip drive, which you got to add a lot of the software. It just sees it. It's there. And you can buy them in, like, 32, 64, or 128 meg drives. And it has a little cartridge. You put it in there, and it's great for transferring data, you know, or backing up data. And if you're going from one office to another, instead of having to lug this big piece of equipment like a zip drive or that around, it's literally, it fits in your hand.
Yeah.
And it works off a USB
port. It's a new class of device that's being called keychain drives.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
there's also the CMS products line of backup solution, the ABS, the automatic backup system, which is available in USB and FireWire, and PCMCIA. If your laptop has a PC card slot, that would be faster than the USB. And it basically, it's software that runs on the computer, so when you plug the hard drive in, it says, oh, let's back everything up, and then you unplug the hard drive, and you've got your full backup.
Oh, so I can put a hard drive onto the PCI slot.
Well, it's a card that goes into the PCI slot that the PCMCIA slot that interfaces with the ABS drive. They have 30, what they call their portable model, which are 2.5-inch drives from 30 to 60 gigs, and then their desktop version, which are 5.25-inch drives that go from 30 to 200
gigs. The other
gigs.
Thing, though, is, Steve, I'd be a little leery, is one, you know, you said this is already a 4-year-old machine.
Right.
And, you know, how much money do you really want to spend into it? Getting this PCMCIA card and then buying the drive, you know, I'd look for a little less expensive solution right now.
How big is the hard drive you're backing up?
I think it's only like 20 gig.
Yeah. But like I say, you know, you can get zip drives because I would only worry about backing up my documents or presentations and that type of stuff. Don't back up programs because that just takes up a lot of useless space, bookmarks and that type of stuff. And
but they do sell USB hard drives.
Yes. They've Seagate makes them, and there's a number of manufacturers out there. I've got one client that uses a couple. John,
we use Maxtor and Lacy.
Yeah, yep. That you can sit there and plug it in the USB, and if you get another laptop down the road, it's kind of universal by staying to USB. Whereas, you know, if you get another bigger, better, faster machine, 10-1 odds, that's going to come with a CD burner in it, so you can burn things to CD.
I see.
I mean, that's another option you can go to, too, is a USB external burner if you're going to stick with laptops.
Yeah, I see.
Okay.
Oh, listen, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Okay. Next, we're going to go to Michael. Michael in Rochester. How you doing, Michael?
Hello.
How you doing?
All righty. My problem is I keep getting this. I'm running Windows XP, and I get these updates. And I got two that won't install. They're called security updates.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to install them. And when I do, I put the install button, they come up in red and say, in red letters and say they couldn't install.
Yeah, I've been seeing this on a lot of XP machines, and we haven't found a solution for it yet. Just don't download that update anymore.
You could try clearing out your internet temp files and things like that, your cache, your history for the internet, and then try that again.
Try doing one at a time.
I tried that.
But like Dan said, I'd definitely clear out the history and the internet temp files and your cookies before trying doing one at a time again.
Okay, well, what if I need some of them cookies for, you know, certain, you know, sites that I go to?
Start with the temp files and the cache files and see if that works.
And then you can go to the other.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Hope that helps. All right, we got to take another quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Sound Bites on 1180 WHAM.
I like my theater exotic.
A one-of-a-kind discovery. A priceless Japanese pillow book that could turn the Asian art world upside down. In these circles, authenticity is the difference between a priceless treasure and a worthless memento, between an honest man and a fraud. The question is, who decides what is authentic and what is not?
Jiva Theater Center presents 36 Views on stage through March 23rd.
Take a journey that weaves you through a tale of intrigue and fabrication, jealousy and revenge. Become part of the mystery as you are plunged into a tangled web of lies and deception in hot pursuit of the elusive truth. Will you believe the smooth-talking art dealer or the party crasher, the artist or the art professor?
Tickets are on sale now at the Jiva Theater Center box office or by calling 232-JIVA. 36 Views is co-produced by Edwards Restaurant and the Pike Company. Thanks to American Airlines, Coach has more class. 36 Views on stage through March 23rd, Jiva Theater Center. How do you like your theater?
Why do Harley School students love their school? Is it because at Harley they can be anything they want to be?
I either want to be an artist or rich.
President of the United States, that's my fallback.
Or is it because the homework is challenging?
Function, statistics, and trigonometry.
AP European History.
And often edible?
We did some math with candy.
Is it because teachers help students find their passion?
Shakespeare, and nothing but Shakespeare.
I absolutely love rodents. It would have to be the macaroni and cheese.
And it's easy to make friends.
You make the best friends, Harley.
People accept you regardless of who you are.
Or is it all of the above? Come see for yourself at the Harley School Open House, February 26th at 7 p.m. for grades 5 through 12.
Yay, Harley!
The Harley School. Joy in learning.
Did you know that vitamin C is important for healthy eyesight? This is Larry King. That's why I take Ester C, a revolutionary form of vitamin C. Ester C's unique patented formula helps keep your eyes healthy and your immune system humming. And unlike ordinary vitamin C, Ester C is non-acidic. Do what I do. Take Ester C every day. E-S-T-E-R-C. Don't settle for less. Your body will know the difference.
Look for Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold, including Natrol brand Ester C at CVS.
$50,000 watts.
Huh.
I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to. Welcome back to Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
No, it wouldn't be very many gigabytes because it wouldn't last too long because Microsoft would eat most of it up. But I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Dan Deary.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And you're listening to Sound Bites, and we're going to head to the phones. We're going to talk to Bill in Fairport. Bill, how can we help you today, sir?
Absolutely, gentlemen. Good day.
Thank you.
Thank you for your show. It's magnificent.
Thank you.
I have a 1.3 gigabyte machine that has runs XP Pro, and I also have Roadrunner. I ran Adware 6.0, and all of a sudden, no more Roadrunner.
Cool. Next
That's
caller. Oh, you want us to help you? I'm sorry.
I think Adware is great. I ran the 5.83, I think it was. It found all sorts of stuff. Got rid of a ton of stuff. But I just don't know what. Maybe it was a registry issue. I'm not positive.
Have you tried shutting your? Now is this Roadrunner on on a firewall? Do you have a firewall?
Yes.
A router hub?
I don't have a router hub, but I do have ZoneWire.
Okay. So have you tried shutting off both the PC and the Roadrunner modem and starting them both back up?
Yes, sir.
That's a wrong answer.
Yeah, Adware can't do anything. Well, Roadrunner goes through a network connection, so if Roadrunner stopped working, I'd start looking at your network drivers.
Here's one thing you can do, because they did away with the WinIP config and XP. What you've got to do is go to the start and click on the run command.
Okay.
You click on run, and it'll ask you for a command. Type CMD.
CMD.
It'll open up a like a DOS window. What you do is type ipconfig. That's mm-hmm. ipconfig for you other
right.
folks at home. Space /release. Hit enter. It'll come back and say, okay, let go of them. Then you can hit the F3 key. It'll bring that same command up. Just sort of hit the backspace and change that /release with /renew.
Wow.
And what that then, once that you hit enter, you can then type exit, and it'll get out of there. It should find your new IP addresses or your, you know, in case it's hung up somewhere or, you know, thinks it's still hanging on to an old IP address and needs to refresh itself because the time is confused on when it expired, and because it gets renewed every time you turn the computer on. And it just might not have released it due to some of the spyware that you removed.
Yeah, did Adware find a lot of spyware?
Yes, it did.
What I'm thinking might have happened is that some spy program was looking through the network to do whatever it was trying to do, and when Adware removed it, it broke the network connection.
Yeah, that's why I'd say the release and renew.
Right, you can try that. You also might want to check your network properties, make sure the Ethernet card is still installed and set up right. No errors in the device manager on the Ethernet.
Okay.
But in itself, Adaware can't do anything to your network connection.
Right.
I didn't think it could, but it was kind of a weird scenario.
Yeah. We love good problems. We don't always say that we can, you know, give good answers, but, you know, we try to get creative. Okay?
I appreciate that, Bill,
and let us know. Well, we got a break for the news, but you folks that are online, hang on. We'll get right back to you. You're listening to Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
This is your office manager. It's come to management's attention that the newest Tic Tac Mint, Tic Tac Lime, has the office feeling a bit too refreshed. Jacobson had a lime Tic Tac and turned the line for the copier into a conga line. Ms. Davies was seen with lime Tic Tacs wearing a grass skirt made from shredded thyme sheets. Folks, while management recognizes lime Tic Tacs are incredibly refreshing with a tangy twist of lime, please enjoy them with some decorum or eat them on your own time. Thank you.
For a refreshing twist, try Tic Tac Lime.
We know about it before it's big news. We tell you about it before it happens. You're given a heads up and able to form an opinion before you have to. You are always the first on your block to know anything and everything. If we don't talk about it on this program, trust me, you don't need to know about it.
Rush, 2 till 5. Rush on Wham.
Snow, freezing rain, bitter cold, ice. This time of year, Mother Nature can dish out some nasty weather. Closed schools, packed highways, icy streets. Winter weather can really ruin your day. Be informed and be prepared with Rochester's official weather station, News Radio 1180, WHAM.
This portion of Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
Soundbites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
WHAM and Lifespan welcome author and wannabe athlete George Plimpton to Rochester. George Plimpton will be guest speaker at Lifespan's Celebration of Aging Luncheon, presented by MedAmerica Insurance Company of New York. The luncheon will be held Wednesday, March 19th at the Riverside Convention Center. Proceeds support Lifespan's programs for older adults and caregivers. Make reservations by calling Lifespan at 244-8400. George Plimpton at Lifespan's Celebration of Aging Luncheon, March 19th. Special thanks to Rochester Gas and Electric, Rochester Business Journal, and Preferred Care.
I told my parents, like, just go to, like, bowling with them as, like, friends and stuff.
No, that's dating. Do you know your chances of getting date raped, pregnant, sexually transmitted disease, or a lot of painful bad memories are now zero because your parents have some backbone?
Dr. Laura, weekdays 9 to 11 on Wham!
Your station for school and business closings and the most accurate forecast. News Radio 1180, WHAM Rochester.
A clear channel radio station.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180, the Choice 1 toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
I know that's the one that doesn't skip as much. I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Dan Deary.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linson.
And this is Soundbites. And we're going to go to the phones and take the first of two. Tony in Rochester. Or unless Tony's calling us on two different phones in his home. Go ahead, Tony.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here. You there?
Hi, guy. Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, sir, for calling.
A while back I had a virus and I had it cleaned out, and I was recommended to get Norton antivirus in there, and so I got the 2003, I got it at the local store, put it in, and when I first started working with it, all my emails, both going out and coming in, any attachment, it would just eliminate. And I'm a business person, so I need my attachment. So I went into the software and I closed out the part that said email blockage. but still blocks out all my mail.
Because
I can't get any attachments.
It wasn't Norton. Norton will scan the email for viruses and let you know if there's a virus in your email. There is another feature in the latest versions of Outlook from Microsoft where it will eliminate attachments. Because it's assuming that all attachments are bad. And it's an option inside Outlook that you have to turn off. We have a link on our website on how to do that.
It isn't the Norton that's causing the problem.
Correct.
I can put that scan back on then and go to my Outlook.
Right.
You definitely want it on there.
Right. That's right. True. That's the purpose of it. So where in Outlook do I find that thing? It can call attachments out.
Yeah, we're looking it up.
Dan's got it.
At the top, you can go to Tools and then Options. And then the second tab on the top is Security.
Okay.
There's a check mark that says do not allow attachments to be saved or open. That could potentially be a virus. Uncheck that.
Okay.
And you should be able to get your attachments back.
And what's ironic about it is it blocks all attachments except Microsoft Word files.
Which would have a virus in it.
The Word comes through.
Yeah.
Right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Right.
And you're right. That's where some of the problems might exist.
Yeah. Word is where most of the viruses come through.
Okay. So it's not Norton's. I tried to call Norton's. They wanted $27 for a phone call, you know, something like that. So I didn't want to ask them that question.
Yeah.
Appreciate your help, guys. You've been a big help.
You're quite welcome, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep. Take it easy. Before we go back to the phones, as you know, folks can log on to wham1180.com and scroll down, and you'll see our three great pictures there, Nick, Steve, and I. And it'll take you to our webpage. On our webpage, we have unique things there. One, you can vote in the poll. We've got a new poll up that finally kicked in. I noticed last week it didn't. And so we got a new poll where you can go up and vote. We've got an online store. You can sit there and buy all the Soundbites paraphernalia. Oh, we've got our old shows. If you missed the show, you can click on the archives and go there. But there's also the feature of emailing. And we happened to get this one email, and it kind of fits right into today's show, which we've been talking about, is from Bill. And he talks about how he has now more computers in his home. He has a 14 and a 16-year-old boys who he trusts very much, but he's worried and concerned about the pop-ups and email and everything else. It's not like the old days where they just had one computer in a home. Nowadays, we're seeing more and more folks having individual computers in their own rooms. And I'm not a big fan of that, especially of young kids, because parents should be able to walk by and see what's going on. So, you know, keep the kids from getting into other chat rooms. And you folks know the whole story out there, what can happen there. But he's looking for some suggestions, and put it to the three of us here, on what types of software, like Cyber Patrol or NetNanny, that we'd recommend to help him kind of police the stuff that he's getting on his computers. And right off the hand, I'd say the NetNanny is good to a certain point. All these are going to be good to a certain point, but there's going to also have to be a lot of maintenance done on them, too.
Yeah, there's thousands of new adult sites open every day, and so these NetNanny and CyberCity and the other ones have to be updated very, very frequently to make sure you keep that list. The other concern is that they can be too aggressive, that they will block things that you might not necessarily want blocked. There was a big case on AOL a few years ago where they tried to block the word breast, and ended up getting sued by the breast cancer awareness groups. So it's a very difficult filtering that a computer needs to do. And all of the programs are going to be pretty good for, you know, for say 90% of the time, but they're still going to let some things through that are just too new to be in their list.
Yep.
CyberSitter is a good one. That's a good one. I know he didn't mention it on the email, but...
Right.
That's a good one to block that. And you got to configure them to what you do want to, or else it will block.
Yeah, and again, these folks also, you just don't install it once on this type of thing. You've got to sit there and install and then constantly do maintenance. Because just like you're trying to block it, hackers and everybody else and these folks with the porn and everything else are trying to find ways around that. So it's an ongoing battle, and it's something that, you know, you just can't, like I say, put it in and forget it. Because otherwise they're going to, you know, go visit a perfectly legitimate site and run into stuff that you don't want them to see. So that's one of our emails out of the bag.
Well, there was also the, was it 2 or 3 years ago, there was an ISP that was blocking adult material at their end, so it could never even get to you. And we had a caller that was mad because they blocked wrestling.
Yeah.
And they didn't think wrestling was adult material, and that shouldn't be blocked, so they were all mad at it.
Mm.
So what you consider inappropriate is very subjective.
Well, that's why you're seeing the MSNs and now AOL and Microsoft trying to, you know, put a handle on this so folks can get control and not have this stuff coming into their homes. Okay, we're going back to the phones, and we're going to talk to another Tony in Rochester. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, thanks for your show.
Thank you.
I have a problem here. I've got a Dell a Pentium 4 with 2-gig processor, and I'm running Windows XP. I've been having trouble with starting up. It's become so slow, incredibly slow, and sometimes it stops, and then it starts up again. And then even when I get the Windows welcome screen, it takes a long time to load, and I'm just wondering what's going on.
Okay, a couple basic questions here. Are you on like a Roadrunner DSL or anything else like that?
Roadrunner.
Okay, and you've got antivirus software on there?
Yes.
And is it up to date?
Yes.
And have you tried running, like the program we've said, Adaware?
I have, and you know, the funny thing is I try to get that, it's a ref update, and I have a problem getting that update for some reason.
What, for your antivirus or?
Yeah, there are updates, aren't there?
Right.
Ref update, is that connected with it?
In the ref update program, there's 5 or 6 different addresses you can get the update from.
Yes.
I've noticed a couple of times that, you know, the one in Norway, but like one of the first 2 or 3 of them aren't working, so there's a little menu you can pull down and pick a different site to get the update from.
Okay.
One of the other things, too, Tony, that I'd be a little leery, you say this is a brand new machine?
Well, about 6 months.
And it's a Dell?
Yeah.
You might want to get on the phone to Dell and just talk to them, make them aware, or at least get on record that this machine is starting to have some problems.
Was it always this slow, or is it just...
No, the last week or so. Actually, I've started about 3 times and it's been this way.
Mm-hmm. You could start having, you know, it could be a memory stick or a video card or something going wrong. I'd want to get on record with Dell that you're having some issues. Because, you know, you're already 6 months into this computer, and that's the last thing you need is all of a sudden a motherboard popping or something else. And, you know, it's if you have the kind of luck that I have, it's usually one day after the warranty goes off.
Yeah. What's the key command, Dave, for XP's verbose login? 98, you can do a step-by-step confirmation. There's one hiding in XP somewhere.
Yeah, there's if you hit the F8. It'll bring you a whole list of menus. You can go safe mode with network. There's
last known good config.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a step-by-step.
The step-by-step is
in
there. What that will let you do is it does what we call a verbose login, where it goes through and shows you every command it's running while it's logging in. When you turn your machine on, you know, you get the nice Windows logo. Behind that screen, it's doing things, getting ready to start up. So this command will let you see all of those things it's doing, and you might be able to see where it's stopping. Like if it's getting stuck on loading the network drivers, it might be an issue that it can't find your Roadrunner cable modem at the moment, and it tries for a while before it continues booting on. So that might let you see where it's getting stuck in the boot process.
I've gone to a system restore, and I've gone to a good point, and then it still does the same thing.
I almost think it's a hardware issue, and that's why I would highly recommend calling Dell and getting on record and have one of the techs maybe spend some time with them.
Okay.
You know, pack a lunch, you know, make sure you...
Do you have a speakerphone?
Yeah, I do.
That helps.
Yeah, and have both hands free.
Yeah.
Like I say, if you start maybe by lunchtime, you should be done by dinner.
Well, we'll
just tell anybody is expecting you that you should surface out of the computer room around dinner time.
How about if I send them a letter or something, email?
I'd want to get them online.
Okay.
So they can walk you through some things, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, sir. Well, we got to take a quick break. If you're on the line, stay on line, and we'll get to you in a few minutes. You're listening to Sound Bites on 1180 WHAM.
Unity Health Foundation presents An Evening to Remember on Saturday, April 5th. The evening begins in special host homes, a convivial setting designed to join friends old and new. All guests will then gather at the Riverside Convention Center to enjoy a gourmet dinner, delectable desserts, and dancing to the Johnny Matt Big Band. Many other surprises await, including a silent auction for unique works of art. Tickets available from the Unity Health Foundation. Call 723-7050. Proceeds to benefit Unity Health System.
We all got hit pretty hard by that broken water pipe on the top floor. Hey, how are you guys doing?
Terrible. I'm going back and forth with my insurance company. How about you?
Well, I got my settlement check last week and we started rebuilding.
Unbelievable. You've got your check and you're already rebuilding?
Sure. The minute I knew the plant was flooded, I called National Fire Adjustment. I wasn't going to deal with my insurance carrier alone.
But wait a minute. Doesn't the NFA only handle fire damage?
National Fire Adjustment handles any disaster. Fire, flood, wind, collapse, you name it. Their estimators take inventory immediately. They get all the right estimates, and then they make sure that you get what you're entitled to from your insurance carrier quickly and easily. I can't believe you went it alone.
I can't believe it either.
This is Ron Papa, president of NFA, reminding you that when disaster strikes your business or home, call NFA. Licensed adjusters for the policyholder since 1922. National Fire Adjustment Company Incorporated. Call 1-800-570-8220. That's 1-800-570-8220.
You know, it seems these days, businesses large and small are asking their employees to dress more appropriately, preferably in suits, which, at Men's Warehouse, we think is a good idea, but for entirely different reasons. After all, the beauty of the suit is that the pants match the jacket. So all you have to do is throw on a shirt and tie and you're out the door. You get to work earlier, your productivity goes up, you get a bigger bonus. Put the kids in better schools, they get better jobs, make tons of money, buy you a home to retire to on an island. Now, there's a reason for wearing a suit. By the way, we have 100% wool designer suits starting at $200. So when you're ready, we're ready. You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Warehouse.
The Men's Warehouse at the mall at Grease Ridge Center in Marketplace Mall and the Eastview Mall. For the store nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
What are you doing on Saturday, March 15th?
Probably just going to sack out on the couch and watch TV. Why?
Cancel that. You're coming with me to a great singles event.
Oh, thanks. I'm tired of the bar scene. You got to shout over the music, shove past the competition. You can't get to know anything about a woman with those odds.
I'm not talking about the bar scene. I'm talking about Rochester Info Course's speed dating event at the George Eastman House. My brother met his new girlfriend at one in Boston. She's awesome. He was pre-matched with 8 short dates ahead of time. He couldn't believe how much he learned about her in just 6 minutes.
I don't know. I've never done anything like that before.
Come on. You have nothing to lose. If you don't like them, they're gone after 6 minutes. And if you do like them, they're right there to set up your next rendezvous.
You're right. I've seen enough Saturday night TV anyway. How do I sign up?
Rochester Info Courses is proud to present this exciting singles event at the George Eastman House Saturday, March 15th. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Call 256-1960 or register online at thesinglesdatingevent.com. Registration must be completed by Tuesday, March 11th.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. This is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. From PCs to Macs, these guys can help with any computer question you may have. So call the boys now at 222-1180, the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call from Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, once again, here's Nick Francesco.
No, this is Dave Enright.
I'm Dan Deary.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And you're listening to Soundbites. And we're going to go back to the phones, and we've got David in Webster. Go ahead, David.
Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon, sir. How can we help you?
Well, I have two questions. The first one is probably an easy fix. I'm running a Windows 98 second edition PC, and what I've noticed is over the course of the day, as the computer gets used by different members of the family, the response time to mouse clicks really slows down, as though something else is taking up memory, and I have to restart the machine in order for it to respond promptly. It's okay. Usually in a browser. But the things that seem to be on most of the time in the background are Instant Messenger and the screensaver, the default Windows screensaver. Could either of those be affecting the response time?
Yes. Next question.
Well, which and what should I do?
Oh, you want another answer.
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, I guess we'll
have to. I'll put another quarter on the counter.
Well, it's a well-known problem
yeah.
with Windows 98, and we've talked about it over the years, that Windows 98 has this problem called memory leak.
Ooh.
And Nick has always told folks a number of times, you know, during the course of the time where you have the computer on, just do a restart. Because what happens is, a lot of these programs, you know, sit there and they start, and when you shut them down, they're supposed to release the memory. They don't always do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you done all the updates for Windows 98?
Yes.
So you're up to, you've gone to the Microsoft website and got all the patches and all that good stuff.
Yes, I have.
Okay. Definitely, though, you're saying, was it Instant Messenger?
Yeah, my daughter likes to do a lot of IM, and when I'm not using it, when no one's using the machine, obviously the screensaver pops on.
The screensaver?
Yeah, you can disable the screensaver.
Yeah, that's easy enough to do.
Yeah, and also Instant Messenger, it usually, when you log off, it likes to keep it down in the system tray. Make sure you totally log off of that
yeah.
and exit out of that.
Yeah. Okay.
Things always running in the background waiting for something to happen.
How much memory's in this machine?
Over 200 mega RAM.
Okay, 256?
Almost as much. The max I think I can put in is just under 250.
Okay. All right, so memory's not an issue there.
No.
Also, check out your power management settings
mm-hmm.
and disable a lot of those. Cause...
All right. The other question I have, these are good suggestions, I'll go after them. I was listening to your show a week or so ago, and Nick said something about how defragmenting a hard drive will prematurely kill it. And we really didn't go too deeply into that. I'm wondering,
okay.
was he just being flip?
Yeah,
or...
here's the thing. I mean, some folks would tell the defrag... And these folks, unless you're moving a lot of stuff on and off a computer, you know, constantly putting documents on or loading and unloading programs, defragging usually only has to be done once a month. We get folks that'll sit there and do it a couple times a week.
Uh-huh.
And yes, that is a lot of stress, wear and tear on a drive, because it's sitting there trying to reorganize things, reorganizing, because it's shuffling data around. So it is a lot of wear and tear, you know, because it's got to read it into memory and try to get it contiguous.
Right.
So unless you're doing a lot of, you know, if you are the type of person that, you know, takes programs on, takes them off, put new one on, then yes, defragging is a good thing to do more often. But for the average user, once a month is more than sufficient.
And with today's machines being so fast and the hard drives being so fast, you're not going to notice the extra couple of nanoseconds you gain by doing a defrag to begin with.
Exactly.
Okie doke.
All right.
Thank you much, guys.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Okay, next we're going to go to George and Victor. How you doing, George?
Great, guys. A super show as usual.
Thank you.
This seems to be virus day. My question has to do with McAfee virus scan. I was running 6.0, and I decided to update to the latest one, which I think is 7. And, of course, in doing that, it came up and said fatal error during installation. I said, okay, I'm going to stop that. Let me just go take 6 out totally. I went to try to do that, and it wouldn't let me. It said fatal error during installation when I tried to remove it. Now, as a result of that, every time I don't have virus scan running at all now, but it's still in the computer. I can't get it out. And every time I go to the settings bar, or start and go to settings, and I open up control panel, I get something that says virus scan AVSMCPA.dll, and then it says the specified resource language ID cannot be found in the image file.
Mm-hmm.
And it has about 5 different DLLs that are evidently missing.
Yeah, it sounds like pieces of it were installed, pieces of it are missing.
Right.
The other thing, George, your version 6, was that up to date?
It may not have been.
Well, then what I would recommend first Because if you wound up getting the CLES virus in there,
mm-hmm.
CLES will literally stop you from uninstalling or reinstalling the virus.
Okay.
You have internet access, correct?
Yeah, I have DSL.
Okay. What I would recommend is go to our website,
uh-huh.
soundbites.org, and scroll down on the right-hand side. You will see, I heard this website on your show.
Right.
Okay. You're going to see an alphabetic listing in that window that pops up on the right-hand side.
Uh-huh.
Scroll down to a program called Stinger.
Stinger.
Stinger. S-T-I-N-G-E-R.
Okay.
Download that and run it. What Stinger is, it's a nice little utility that McAfee put out. It's just been updated. And it will check for, I believe it's up to 18 different viruses, one being the CLES virus.
All right.
And it will get rid of it. I run that utility, see if it finds it, and removes any of the viruses. It's, like I say, the most popular viruses out there right now that are wreaking havoc. CLES is still out there floating around, and if you hadn't updated, it will definitely get in there. Disable, you won't be able to uninstall or install any program at all.
Okay.
It will cause problems. So download that. Mm. Try running that once it's done, and then you should be able to reinstall the McAfee 7.0.
You may need to go to McAfee's website. It looks like Dan's finding it now here, and find their manual remove instructions, since you've got pieces of
it. I was afraid you were going to say that. I looked at that, and that looks like it will take the better part of the rest of this year to do that. Looks like a very complicated procedure, but obviously I may have to do that.
But I first run that Stinger program,
okay,
and then try to do the 7, because the 7 might put back those parts that are missing with updated files.
Super. Another quick question. When you start or restart and you come up, it says administrator, or it says start, starting, and the name administrator is in there as the, I guess I'm running 2000, by the way.
Okay.
How can I get that change from administrator to a different user ID on startup?
With Windows 2000, you really don't want to, because with Windows 2000, you have to be the administrator. Because if you go log on and it's a different user,
mm-hmm.
and you want to install or change anything, you've got to log off and log back on as administrator.
Right, but as the administrator, when you do log in, you can go to the user's control panel,
okay.
and create other users with less privilege.
That's what happened. And
excuse me,
one of those users, which is myself, I want to be the administrator, because I've added things under that user that I want coming up every time it starts, so.
Well, you'll have to turn off the auto login.
Okay.
And the option is require a username and password. And then you can, as an administrator, log in as that administrator first. You can assign the privileges to the other users to let them also be an administrator.
Wait, can't he, though, Dan? We've done it. Just so he doesn't even see that screen. Be the administrator. And just turn that off so he doesn't see it.
Right, that's the auto login screen.
Where is that?
You go to the control panel,
uh-huh.
and then administrative tools, and then computer management. And there's an icon in there, and it says users. You click on that, and that shows all your users and their privileges. You can change the settings in there.
Okay, super.
And just put it to auto, so then that way you won't even see that screen anymore, and it's kind of behind the scenes.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Super. Thanks
All
a lot,
right.
guys.
You folks that are online, stay online. We'll be right back. You're listening to Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Hey, Mom, I'm back. Were the kids good for you?
Of course. How did your mammogram go?
Good. I'm all set until next year. How about you?
I'll try to schedule one when things slow down. This is a busy season for me.
Mom, you've got to stop making excuses and get this done. It doesn't take that long, and it's important.
I've heard it doesn't do any good. Why should I waste my time with something that's going to hurt when there's not even a history of breast cancer in our family?
Mom, most women diagnosed with breast cancer have no history of it. An annual mammogram is the best tool we have to detect breast cancer early when it's 95% cured. terrible. It may be a little uncomfortable, but it doesn't hurt. I'm confident you can survive one little mammogram. You had four kids, remember?
And you were always the most pushy of the four. All right, hand me the phone.
I'll even dial it for you.
For more information, contact the Cancer Information Service at 1-800-4-CANCER and ask for Maria. That's 1-800-422-6237. A message from the New York State Health Department.
You know how it is to have a pair of hiking boots you just love? Boots so comfortable you could just keep walking in them as long as you wanted? Boots that could take you anyplace? Well, if you know how that is, then you pretty much get how it is to drive the new 2003 Subaru Outback. We've now taken the already comfortable Outback and given it an even smoother, quieter ride. A ride that's comfortable, whether you're driving down the highway or using the full-time Subaru all-wheel driving system to head up a rugged mountain trail. And with six-cylinder Outback models, you have even more power to go more places. Plus comforts like a leather-trimmed interior, dual moonroofs, and heated seats. When you get a new Outback, you'll get such ruggedness and such comfort, you may never want to step out again. The beauty of the new all-wheel drive 2003 Subaru Outback. When you get it, you get it.
There's a ritual to eating lobster at Lobster Fest. Get some friends and family, then come as you are to Red Lobster. And start grabbing, dipping, dunking, chatting, cracking, crunching, conversing, oohing and aahing. Lobster Fest raises sharing to an art form because you're eating the most desired food on the planet, lobster. Come in and enjoy one of our amazing new lobster dishes like delicious lobster pizza, mouth-watering lobster asparagus pasta, and more. Lobster Fest, now at Red Lobster.
I have a headache. I will take Tylenol now.
It's easy to forget sometimes. You don't have to do things the same way over and over. You have a choice.
I always take Tylenol.
But you could take Advil. Advil liquid gels are proven to work faster, stronger, better than Tylenol on tough pain.
I need data.
Clinical tests prove it. Advil liquid gels, advanced liquid-filled capsules, rush relief where you need it.
So I have a choice. I can choose Advil.
When was the last time you rethought your pain medicine? For better headache relief, advance to Advil.
Soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve is here every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Dan Deary.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And Nick is off doing a family thing with his beautiful wife and daughter, so the three of us are sitting in, taking your computer questions, and we're going to skip all the way down to Dundee, New York, and speak to Al. How can we help you, Al?
Hey, good morning, or good afternoon, I should say. I sent Dave an email a little while ago, but I needed to follow up. I launched a website a few years ago using Publisher, which I discovered launches it in a graphics-type mode, and I imported it into my Front Page 2000 and was wondering, is there a way to convert that to upload it then in a Front Page friendly server and Front Page format?
Front Page has a button on it that says upload.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but will it upload it? Will it update it to a Front Page? I tried editing part of it in the Front Page edit mode, trying to get to the text, and it just says no picture selected or something to that effect, or no. It's like everything is graphics rather than text and graphics.
There's two modes in Front Page. One is the preview mode, which shows you what it would look like on the website.
One's HTML.
And the other is the edit mode that shows you the text and coding of the website.
Is that the HTML mode?
It might call it HTML, might call it edit mode.
It's HTML.
Is it?
Yeah,
because
the three tags.
When it goes to HTML, I look at it, and I get all the HTML code, so I'm going to have to manually go through all the code and change.
You should be on the design page, the very first tab. There's three tabs. The first one is the design. Second one is HTML. Third one should be view like a website.
Right.
Now, the first one is where you should be able to if you don't already have the current page that's up on your website, or if you totally redesigned it, you're going to have to, you know, rename it so it replaces the page that's up there. I like using, what is it, WT_FTP?
Yes.
Yeah, there's other FTP programs that once you've used Front Page to design your page, you can use another program to do the uploading.
Yeah, you don't, on this particular server, FTP is not an option. They warn against it because it really screws up the...
FTP is the only way to upload a file to a website.
Yeah.
Do they have their own HTML editor on the webpage?
Front Page?
No, on the site that you're trying to upload to?
No. No, I published it originally in Microsoft Publisher 2000.
Do you see the website on Front Page as you want to see it when you upload it? Are all the graphics and the text there?
Yes. When I imported it, I see everything.
Okay.
So it gets up there, but it won't display it correctly?
Well, I haven't tried. I didn't realize all you needed to do is do an upload command. Does that change it into a front page format, or does it keep the
front page? Front page isn't a format. Front page is the editor. HTML is the format.
The format, yeah.
Let me rephrase that. Is it front page friendly so I can then, next time I want to... go online and edit it directly online.
We don't know.
That depends on your ISP.
Right, you'll have to ask the ISP. Not many ISPs support Front Page because it produces very ugly, very dirty, very slow code. There are many much better web authoring tools.
Such as
HotDog,
Dreamweaver, and GoLive are among the two more popular ones.
Was there one something coffee? I forget the name of it now. There's another one. If you do a search, say, through Google, mm-hmm. or you can sit there and say web editing.
Okay.
And it'll list a whole bunch of programs. PCWorld.com, you can go there, and under downloads and that, they've got internet, and they've got internet tools, and they recommend a number of different programs that you can use for web editing. HotDog is one that, is a freebie. Dreamweaver is quite expensive.
Coffee Cup might have been
Coffee one. Cup, that's it. Thank you. That's another one. There's a lot of them out there that you can use. Like Steve was saying, some of the, you know, the front page and all that, are quite bulky and slow to load. So that's why a lot of ISPs don't like them.
Oh, well, the ISP I'm using is very much front page friendly, including recognizing the extensions.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
you'd need to do is set your front page preference with the address that they gave you for your FTP site.
Yeah, up to upload it.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Okay, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
At the Harley School, kids freely express their opinions.
I absolutely love rodents.
Dream of future careers.
I want to be a farmer when I grow up.
President of the United States, that's my fallback.
Explore their innermost passions.
The early movement of blues and jazz.
Shakespeare. And nothing but Shakespeare.
Acquire real-world skills.
Last year, we made mummies.
And make a ton of friends.
My friends are Amit, Philip, Camden, Rylan, Alex, and me.
But if you ask students what they like best about Harley, they'd all say the same thing.
The teachers, because you know that they care about you here.
Kids who love to learn. Imagine that. Come see for yourself at the Harley School Open House, February 26th at 7 p.m. for grades 5 through 12. The Harley School, joy in learning.
Green Shield Computer Services, located at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just off the 104 Expressway, is now offering basic system boxes starting at $399 and up. Just add the software and accessories you want for a total system. Come visit our new computer sales and service area to find out what your system will need to be ready for the future. Call Green Shield Computers at 1-800-544-9580 right now for an appointment to evaluate your current computer for just $25. The window of opportunity to upgrade your older machine is rapidly shrinking as many parts are no longer being made. That's Green Shield Computer Services at 544-9580. 9580. Open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday to serve your computer needs. You can also email them at shield@frontiernet.net anytime. The charter sponsor of Soundbites, Green Shield, is a local, full-service computer firm assisting individuals and businesses since 1984, and is a Corel approved partner for business, education, government, legal, and individuals. It is a part of the Green Shield Group established in 1967. That's Green Shield Computer Services at 1370 Hudson Avenue in Rochester, New York. Call 544-9580 for any computer needs.
You're listening to a sample of Mix 100.5, the clear channel radio station that plays the best variety of the 80s, 90s, and now. Nearly 500,000 people listen to clear channel stations in Rochester every week, including Mix 100.5. When you want music variety, you want Mix. Rochester's Mix 100.5.
Soundbites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
This portion of Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
These guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Well, he's got it right. This is Soundbites. I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Dan Deary.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And we're taking your computer questions.
Sure.
Easy for me to say. For you folks, especially some of our new listeners, you know, folks always get confused hearing us talk about this and all that, and they think, whoa, where'd they find all this great stuff? For you newbies, anybody getting into computers and, you know, just getting new to the web and that, one site I might suggest that you want to check out is google.com. That's google.com. From Google, you can literally search the entire web on any phrase, any word, or any item that you might be looking for. So if you really want to get into it and find your way around or find things that you're interested, try out Google. All right, now we're going to go back to the phones and talk to Dario. Dario in Rochester, how are you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Great. How can we help you?
I have a Mac. I'm running Jaguar. And I recently scanned some pictures, and when I tried to email them, the person I emailed them to says they can't read that type of file. It says that the file is a JPEG, and he says he can't read JPEG.
Well, wait a minute. I'll wake up Steve, because he hasn't had too many Mac questions, and turn it over to him. Go to it, Steve.
JPEG is a very common graphic format. They should be able to open it in their web browser, which is designed to read JPEGs. Or any number of graphic programs, PaintShop Pro.
That's both on Mac and PC.
Yeah. There should be dozens of programs you can open it with.
Because I've had that problem with a couple of people.
You'll need to ask them what graphic viewer they have and what formats it can read, and then send the file in that format.
Well, he told me to send it as a JPG instead of a JPEG. And,
JPG is a JPEG. Just change the name of the file. There's no difference in the file structure. That's just the name of it. The name doesn't matter.
All right. And
well, it may matter. If he's running a PC, it may matter. It may not know.
Yeah, he has a PC.
Yeah, his computer has to know what to do with a JPG file or a JPE file or a JPEG file. It's limitations in Windows that the file name is a key under Windows.
But again, if that person that's running it on the PC gets like PaintShop Pro or those utilities, he should be able to open any of those formats.
Even Internet Explorer will.
He should just be able to use Internet Explorer to open a JPEG because it's a very common Internet graphic format.
All right, I have one more question. I'm on the download software manager update. Recently, I haven't been able to install any of the updates.
What does it say?
It just says installation has failed. Try to install it directly to the desktop. Download it to the desktop, then install from there. And I tried that, and it's not working either.
What program are you using to download with?
The automatic software download manager.
The software update control panel?
Yes.
That won't download to your desktop. That downloads itself. I've never seen that message from software update.
It
downloads itself to a temp directory and installs from that temp directory.
Yeah, and that, when that fails, it says to go up to the menu and try to get download the package to the desktop and then install it from the desktop.
I've never seen that before. Let's see if it happens in my version. Is it also, you said it also doesn't work when you download it to the desktop?
Yeah, it won't download anything at all. Not updates. And then I'm a couple updates behind now.
How much free space do you have on the hard drive?
A whole lot. I have a 80 gigabyte hard drive, and I've only got about like 15 used up.
So it can't be the drive space filling up. What's your internet connection?
I have dial-up.
That could be the problem.
Yeah.
A lot of the recent updates will take 4 or 5 hours to download. The 10.2.3 update was 30 or 40 megs. 10.2.4 was another 50 megs. So it could be that your modem is timing out before the download finishes.
The thing that is you might want to go to a friend if they can possibly burn it to a CD.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're a couple behind, download both and burn them to a CD. Bring the CD back home and do your updates from there.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Can't always give the best answers, but you know, not the easiest. Renee? It's Renee in Geneva? Or Rena?
Hi.
All right, Rena. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Well, I try to get, you know, especially our lady callers, get the names correct. When I get Tony's and, you know, Dave's and all that, that's easy.
Very
but
easy.
So how can we help you today?
Well, I have a gateway.
Mm-hmm.
And up until recently, I was able to get into, like, my bank account statements and read them. And then now I'm not able to. It says that it's not able to read them. I can get into the main part of the menu for my bank account, but then when I go in to read the accounts, I can't. And then I get this error message that says, an installation error has been detected. Please reinstall IAM. If this problem persists by installing IAM into an empty folder, and then it says, could not register module ICBMUI.OCM.
IAM is Instant Messenger.
Are you trying to access the accounts through Internet Explorer?
Yes.
What version of Internet Explorer are you running? The way to find that out is if you start up Internet Explorer, you go up to the Help and About. It'll tell you what version. Current version is 6.02. And it might be if you're on an older version and the encryption for security reasons. Have you done all the updates for Microsoft?
As far as I know. Now I'm going to go up to where? Help?
Go up to Help and About in Internet Explorer.
I don't have the Help and About.
The last menu of every program is always Help.
Yeah. If you open up Internet Explorer, the last thing is Help, and then at the very bottom is About Internet Explorer.
That ICBMUI is part of AOL Instant Messenger.
Yeah.
So it could be that your Instant Messenger is interfering with your web browser.
Thinking that somebody's trying to contact her.
Yeah, try uninstalling
you might,
that.
Or just shut it off. Right-click on it and shut it off. It's usually down in the taskbar. Turn that off.
Turn off the IM?
Yeah. You can always, you know, restart Instant Messenger when you want to, you know, go back in and talk to folks. But when you're trying to do the banking, you know, shut it off and see if that helps. But, again, I would double-check if you go into Internet Explorer under Tools, there's a Windows Update, and you might want to visit the Microsoft website and see if there are any more recommended updated patches, because there's been a number of them for security, you know, especially getting into banking information. They're always trying to patch holes that hackers are trying to get into your system and gain information like, oh, your passwords, your banking account information, and everything else. All right.
Also, another thing you might want to try is if you go into your control panel and then add and remove programs.
Yes.
And then under Microsoft Internet Explorer, you should see that in there. And if you say add and remove to that, there's an option in there that says repair Internet Explorer.
Okay.
You can try doing that because there might be some files missing, and that will reinstall them for you.
Great.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
You're quite welcome.
Bye.
Bye now. All right. Next, we're going to go to Tom in Rochester. Go ahead, Tom.
Hi, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
I just got one quick question about AdAware. I heard it on your show, and I downloaded it, and it gave me probably 25 options of might be programs to delete.
Mm-hmm.
How safe is it? Can I trust them and just go ahead and...
Yeah.
Yep, take the recommendations and say, okay, get rid of them?
Yep, you can wipe them all out.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I get kind of nervous, you know.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if I could just wipe them all out, everything they recommend.
Yep, that's all spyware.
There's a lot of programs that you download that purport to be neat things, like Comet Cursor and Gator.
Newsnet.
But they're actually spy programs that work in the background and monitor your activities and report your Internet usage back to whoever. And that's what the AdAware will remove for you.
Great.
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot, John.
All right. Next, we'll try to get another call or so in here, coming up close to the end of the hour. And we'll talk to Larry in Rochester. Larry, go ahead, sir.
Well, that's a quick question anyway.
All right.
I use Roadrunner, and once a day I have to reboot my computer to get my connection to stay working. Is that a lease or something someone was telling me that's not set right or whatever?
Yeah, there's when you connect to... basically an internet server, which it is, it gives you an IP address, and it's usually a 24-hour lease.
Yeah.
But at the end of that 24 hours, the Roadrunner server should ask your computer, do you want the address back?
When
your computer,
when you reboot?
Well, if your machine is running at the time, your computer should say, yeah, give me that address again.
Okay.
It shouldn't require you to reboot to get another one.
Yeah. If it's not, you might want to call Roadrunner. It might be an issue out at the pole or back at the router.
Well, no, I put a Linksys router in between my computer and my...
No, I'm talking at their end, Roadrunner.
Okay, well, then is it your computer losing its address to the Linksys, or is it the Linksys losing the address to the Internet?
It seems to be my computer losing its connection to the Linksys.
Well, you can go into the Linksys setup and see what your DHCP... which is the Dynamic Host Configuration Protocol. That's what gives you the address. See what that's set to and if the lease is too low.
Uh-huh.
Or if you want, you can set your computer to a static address in the Linksys router and then let the Linksys handle the dynamic address up to Roadrunner.
Yeah, that's the easier way to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll check that out.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right.
Bye-bye.
We'll next go to Steve in Rochester. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, I got a real easy question. I've heard.
The questions are always easy. If that's dreaming up the answers. Why do you think they put us on an hour and a half?
I am looking for how I can get Zupiter off of my computer. Parasite. If you can help me out with that.
If you can install AdAware 6.0 that will delete Zupiter.
AdAware 6.0.
Yep.
I did get some instructions about manual removal. Don't worry about that. Just do the AdAware.
Yeah.
AdAware is easier. The manual remove is tricky and annoying.
And it only finds that one thing, whereas
right.
AdAware, like Dan and I see on a daily basis, new computers with literally hundreds of files that are spyware.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, again, it's something you want to do right along with your antivirus software that you update every week. I'd say put AdAware on there, and it's part of the routine, and you run that maybe every other week at least.
Where can I find that? I went to soundbites.org. I can find out on that?
You go to soundbites.org.
Yeah.
Scroll down on the right-hand side. You'll see a title that says, I heard this website on your show.
Okay.
And you go there, and right at the top of the listing, it's alphabetically, is a link for the AdAware. That's the music, folks, and that wraps up another great show. I want to thank Dan and Steve and, of course, our great Rob Linton back with us. We missed him dearly. And we'll see you folks next week when it'll be the regular cast, Nick, me, and Steve, and, of course, Rob at the board. So you take it easy. Have a good week. And thanks for listening to Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Most kids spend more time with their teachers than they spend with their parents. Do you know that kids learn best in small schools where teachers actually remember the names of students from preschool all the way to senior year? It's more important now than ever to make sure our kids are getting the kind of education we'd give them if we could do it all ourselves. Over the last 10 years, the Charles Finney School has become recognized as one of the area's finest Christian college preparatory schools. What you might not know is that Finney isn't just a high school. Finney has preschool, elementary, and middle school with the same strong emphasis on top-notch academics, Christian faith for the real world, and a family atmosphere that have become the hallmarks of the Charles Finney School. Can anyone spend all day learning alongside their kids at school? No. But an education at the Charles Finney School just might be the next best thing. Join us for our winter open house Thursday, February 27th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. The Charles Finney School, 2075 Mile Line Road, Penfield. Call 387-3770 to make your reservation. That's 387-3770.
The news you need. The information that's critical. Hear it first, fast, and factual.